Today on Core Values, Chris is here to talk about the battle over Wawa.
Herndon does not want a Wawa. Wawa wants to build a store on Ox Road. The store would bring in $43,000 a year in real estate taxes and generate another $130,000 in sales taxes, but the fine folks who run Herndon don't want it. But wait, you say, Herndon's not exactly a pristine oasis of untouched land. It's a sprawling D.C. suburb filled with gas stations and fast food joints like most of the rest of Northern Virginia. In fact, Herndon already has four 7-Elevens, but the town doesn't want Wawa to build a standalone store, even though, compared to 7-Eleven, Wawa is the Nordstrom of convenience stores. I mean, it's not like Wawa is some evil chain like Walmart, where critics throw a hissy about cheap labor and bullying tactics. Wawa is simply a nice convenience store with the best name since Piggly Wiggly was founded. Come on, let's all say it together out loud. Everybody, you guys, you ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Wawa! See, that's fun, isn't it? Come on, Herndon, lighten up. Welcoming a Wawa with open arms and open wallets is a core value.
Otherwise, we'll be going, Wawa! Chris Gore, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. Check out Chris's column on his baseball predictions in tomorrow's Washington Examiner.